Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
Okay, it's time for the second Q&A episode. Thanks to everyone who messaged me with a question. I've got them all written down and put into what I'm currently calling the nosy bowl. I'll just pick one out at random and answer as we go. You've no one to blame but yourselves for this. Okay, first question. Have you ever shagged a listener? All right, we're starting with this one, are we? Probably, I guess. The odds are good. I mean, it's not like someone messages me saying, "Hi, I listen to your podcast," and I'm like, "Excellent, here's my penis, hop on." I've definitely tried to turn people I'm already shagging into listeners. When I started this whole thing, I pretty much just spammed everyone in my contacts list with the link going, hey, listen to this. Also, hello, and why don't you love me? To be honest, it's one of the things I talk about a lot on Grindr. You know, to make myself seem more interesting than just a 6-foot slab of handsome with silly hair on top. I'm sure I must have shagged a couple of people who are interested enough to listen. To be honest, I think most of my marketing for this podcast is in chats on Grindr. You know those keyboard autocorrect word-guessing apps that, like, line up what they think you're going to say so you don't have to say it, you just press the button? Mine has the whole podcast thing kind of locked and loaded. I'm just waiting for someone to ask, "So what do you do?" Something like, send. In fact, I should probably give a little shout-out to all the boys on Grindr who listened to my podcast in the hope that it would get them laid, and then didn't. You guys are the ones driving my stats, so thanks for that. Also, if you are one of those guys, please message me again. I might have changed my mind or lowered my standards since we spoke last. All right, second question. Ooh. Can you feature your mother in one of your podcasts one day? Actually, I asked her about this quite recently, and she just looked at me and went, "Why?" So until I can think of a good reason, that's probably it. Okay, next one. What made you want to start a podcast? I always imagine that this would be one of those questions I'd be answering on the sofa with Graham Norton, or on Ellen, or Stephen Colbert, something like that. But as you know, life repeatedly teaches us, if you want something, you have to go out and make it happen. Sitting around and waiting for it to fall into your lap is not a good strategy, which is why I'm here in a cupboard talking to myself. Anyway. Originally, this was all going to be a book until I realized that I didn't think anyone would ever read it. And then it was going to be a YouTube channel, but it turns out that I'm not that pretty. And also, editing film is really hard. I don't have that much free time as it is. And, you know, also housemates who walk around and make noise in their own flat, the bastards. So, yeah, you're getting this instead because, essentially, it's easier to do, it takes a bit less time, and it's still bleeding exhausting. That said, if there's anyone out there that does know how to do video well and wants to work with me on something, I'm definitely open to the idea. That's all for now, but join me after the break when I'll be talking to Jennifer Lawrence about her new movie. Don't go away. Okay, next question. Who are you rooting for on Drag Race Season 10? You know, I don't watch it. For me, it's one of those things, it's like Eurovision. They're all better watched with other people around. When I'm watching it on my own, I never feel that into it. I asked all my friends if they'd be up for a viewing party every week, but they were both busy, so I just don't bother. And before anyone reacts to tell me that I'm a bad gay for not watching RuPaul's Drag Race, I'm going to preemptively tell you all to fuck right off. That said, if you want to invite me round to watch Drag Race with you, I'm happy to come along, as long as there's booze. Right. As a seasoned podcaster? Grumpy, maybe, not seasoned. What's the one piece of advice you give to someone starting a podcast? I'm not sure I'm an authority on the subject, to be honest. I generally make it up as I go along. That said, I do have some advice as a listener rather than a creator, and that would be edit your work. Shorter is better. Don't bore your audience with waffle. Get right to the point, he says. If you mess up a line and need to redo it, go back when you've finished, listen to the recording, and cut out the shitty bit. Yes, it takes time, but it makes you a better podcaster, and more importantly, it makes for a better experience for everyone who's listening. No one downloads your podcast to hear you cough into the microphone or blow your nose off to one side. I don't care how good your material is. If it sounds like shit, I'm not going to listen to it, and neither will anyone else. And aim for an hour. Less than an hour, in fact. The number of times I've seen a weekly podcast that has episodes running to over 2 hours apiece, I don't think, oh, cool, this is going to be packed full of really awesome stuff. I think, Jesus, no one's edited this, and if they can't be asked to edit it, I can't be asked to listen to it. See, I told you I was grumpy. Okay. Do we overemphasize the importance of sex? Oh, God, yes. So much. It's just sex. Considering that the act itself takes about 20 minutes, 10 if you're doing it right, the amount of effort we put in can be crazy. There's so much more to human life. You know, general interaction, feelings for people, other things that I'm sure are real. Get out there and see a bit of the world and take your mind off your genitals for 10 minutes. Maybe get a hobby. I was joking, by the way, when I said masturbation was a hobby. Put it away. There's probably a whole episode in that somewhere. Oh, Christ. Anyway. Why don't you bring out an episode every week? I aim for every week. Fuck you very much. I don't always manage it. You know I do this for fun, right? It takes at least a day a week to make each episode. On top of which, I already have a full-time job. And occasionally, I like to find time to see the friends that I do have. And, you know, I do have to go out there and occasionally shag someone awful just so I've got something new to write about. I'd love to spend a lot more time on these, I honestly would. Speaking of, if anyone wants to pay me to do this, I'm open to offers. Okay. Oh, I've got two. Have you ever said no to a dick? Do you mean if I turned down sex in general? Because yes, of course. Have you been on Grindr? I'm not going to say yes to shagging most of the assholes on there, especially when they actually send you pictures of their assholes. I mean, Jesus, that's never sexy. Or did you mean, like, have I ever been getting sexy with someone and then found myself kind of eyes to eye with a particularly revolting looking wang and just had to say, I'm sorry, no, that is just scary. Please put it away and maybe see a priest. No, I've never done that. Have you seen many dicks? They're none of them particularly aesthetically pleasing. If it's a smell thing or a pubes thing or an infection thing or something, then fine, say something to someone and get them to do something about it. But if it's just the dick in general that you're objecting to, then get over yourself. It's a penis. They're all pretty similar. You don't need to look good to get the job done, which is something I'm tempted to put on my Grindr. Okay, last one for today. Have you ever dated a transgender guy? Do you think that trans men have a chance in the eyes of cis gay men? Yes, I have dated a transgender guy. But you know what? You have to wait to hear about it until next week, because I'm not going to tell you today. Bye!
This was Probably True, the award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.